I'm going to maintain that at one time. Go ahead, put it up there, and you can sit in one of these front pews in case I need you again. That way your mother can see you. All right. She put on Facebook, she said, I guess my son's a little older than 10, he's 23.
What?
What'd
she say?
She said, yeah. She wasn't talking about behavior, she was talking about real years. All right. Go with me to John chapter 11. John chapter 11, and we're going to look at this thing about how God divides time, how he used to divide space. John chapter 11. And let's look at a dogmatic statement that Jesus Christ makes in verse 9. It's a question, it's a rhetorical question. But in verse 9, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? Then he said, if any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. Now, that makes sense to us, 12 hours in a day. And yet, the only place that consistently ever has 12 hours in a day is the equator. If you're talking about daylight, night, the equator consistently has that. Just as a happenstance, I happen to look up. Today, the sun rose at 6:03 in Jerusalem, and it's going to set at 4:42. Okay? So, if they're talking about daylight, certainly that doesn't fit. Okay? Very rare that you ever have. We have what we call equinox. We have the spring and the autumnal equinox where, by God, that sun's sitting there, and it's exactly right. You know, 12 hours and 12 hours, day and night. That's very rare. Jesus Christ said there's 12 hours in a day. That's how God measures time. Do you ever wonder why the 12? Why didn't they just take, divide it by 10? Most of what human beings do is in base 10. Okay. What do we mean by base 10? We count up to 9, then we have 10, then we begin making it again. We do in decades. Why were hours divided into 12? Wouldn't it have been just as easy to take that amount of time and divide it by 10, have 5 and 5? Is there any physical reason we can see that we have to have an hour, what it is? There is no reason. Well, are we going to make our clocks to be whatever we want them to be? Our clocks were made to measure what time is. Okay? For example, during the French Revolution, you ever wonder where we get silly meters from, you know, millimeters and things of that sort? And that came from the French Revolution, where they decided to throw out everything. Just throw it out, get rid of it, okay? And they were going to make everything over. And they changed the names of the months, they changed everything, and they actually tried to change the measurement of the day, and it didn't work. Now, the idea of the millimeters fit, because in scientific things, it is easier to work with everything being done in tens. For example, my father, who was the county civil engineer in Cattaraugus County for many years, he told me that they worked with tenths of feet and tenths of inches. It just was easier to work that way doing that. Nowadays, it doesn't make a difference with calculators, you know, but when people didn't have calculators, it made a big difference. But when the French Revolutionists tried to do the same thing with time, it didn't work. It's ingrained throughout the world. There's 12 hours in a day. Why? Where'd that come from? And even Jesus Christ said it. Scientific fact, there's 12 hours in a day. Okay? That's because that's how God divides things. Now, go with me, if you would, to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8. And we'll go to verse 22. Proverbs 8, verse 22, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. Now, this is wisdom speaking. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. And now, it's interesting, that term from everlasting, okay? Do anybody else know who came of old from everlasting? That's in Micah, talking about Jesus Christ, okay? It's a prophecy of him.
Now it goes on and says this, verse 24, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. Well, as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. Now, isn't it fascinating? Before the world was, there were heavens and there was a depth. There was a great deep. And he said he set a compass upon it. Now, we think of a compass in a couple of ways. We think of a compass like we're lost in the woods. We get our compass out. But a compass means a 360-degree circle. That's what it means. That's why, for example, those of you who, you know, you took that little pointed thing and you made circles in school and poked the girl in front of you.